And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Sandhills Thetford head coach Josh Dinas, who joins us. Well, Coach, first off, congratulations on winning a district championship, having an undefeated regular season, all for the second year in a row. That has to make you, the kids, and your communities very excited.
Yeah, it really does. You know, I tell the kids every year our goal for sure is to win the district title, because if we win the district title, then we're automatically in the playoffs, and we don't have to worry about any type of wild card. So, you know, going 8-0 overall for the season up to this point has been awesome, too, back-to-back seasons like that. It's, like I said, last year was the first time it's ever been done in the co-op history, and I don't know when the last time Sandhills or Thetford did it individually, but and then to do it again this year and to get another district title, that, you know, it's pretty special, especially this group of seniors being able to do it, like I said, twice in their career. And hopefully we can keep building onto that.
Well, to secure the district championship, you had to go on the road last week and play a team that was undefeated at the time in Pleasanton. And, boy, when the score was coming across, we're all like, wow, Sandhills Thetford is handling this. That had to be a great win for your ball club, but also give you a lot of confidence, I would think, going into the playoffs.
Yeah, last week we had a really good week of practice. I'd say it was probably our best week of practice for the year, and we felt really good about the game. You know, I told the paper after the game and the radio after that game, you know, I didn't see that coming, though. But, I we had a good week of practice. You know, I felt confident that we were going to be able to score some points, but I didn't see, you know, 58 in the first half like we were able to do. And like I told people after the game, like, our boys were just locked in and ready to go, and I had never seen them play that well as a group, this collective unit, and it was really fun to watch. It was really fun to coach, and like I told the kids, you know, now the goal is, can you duplicate it? You know, we did it one time against Pleasanton, and we played well the last couple weeks prior to that, but just that was just a whole new level that I had never seen before out of this group. And like I told them, guys, like, can we duplicate it? Can we do it again this week in the playoffs? And if we can, we're going to be a tough out.
Coach, we all know what happened a year ago in the playoffs where weren't able to make it out of the first round. Does that create some hunger and even maybe more motivation going into the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, truthfully, it was a very motivating factor just this whole off season. You know, once the boys finished up basketball season and, you know, we just got to start track and then we went into quarantine, like, we had weekly Zoom meetings as a football team. That way the boys could just see and talk to each other, just because we're so spread out here. Like, it's not like, you know, like where I'm from, Ravenna, where, you know, you're going to see most of your guys in high school, you know, here and there a little bit. We're so spread out that during our Zoom meetings, I just kept telling them that, hey, guys, you need to be active. You need to be doing something. And for the most part, our kids are really good about being active. Most of them live on ranches. You know, they do day work for their dads and stuff like that. And they did a really good job just staying hungry. And, you know, this summer when we got back in the weight room, you know, like we said, 8-0 don't mean anything when you get bounced out of the first round. And they didn't want that to happen again this year. And I think it's been an underlying motivating factor up to this point. And, you know, hopefully this Thursday against a good Axtell team, we can keep this thing going.
So, Coach, what are the keys to make a deep run in the playoffs this year?
I think the biggest key for us is we got to keep playing solid defense. When I got the stats and everything uploaded this weekend for the NSAA, and I figured out our defense statistics, we're just giving up 140 total yards a game, 70, I think, on the ground and 69 through the air, so about 139, 140 yards a game. And if we can just continue to do that, you know, we're going to be really tough. And we changed things up this year on defense, and I think it's made a huge dividend for us. And against Pleasanton, we had to go back to some of our base stuff because they showed a formation early in the game that we hadn't seen on film, and so we had to go back to some of our old stuff and some of our base stuff, and that's how they got their big plays before we were able to switch things up. But just keep playing solid defense, and then we're running the ball really well right now. You know, we lost Trey for the season, unfortunately, and that's going to really hurt the team. Especially in the special teams. You know, I think he's honestly returned over half his kicks and punts in his career for touchdowns. So, you know, you can almost bet that he's going to return one of them per game to the house. And so not having him is going to really hurt. But, you know, Dane stepped up the last couple weeks, moving him back to running back. And then Reese is, instead of rotating in the backfield, now is kind of the backfield full-time. And then, you know, Seth Scranton, his minutes have gone up in the backfield all to give those guys a break. So, you know, just keep playing solid defense like we have been, and then just be able to keep running the ball, because when we're doing that, Grant's been on the money here the last half of the season with his throwing off play action. So hopefully we can continue to do that.
Coach, as we move into the playoff run now, what are kind of the focus? What is kind of the focus in practice? Are there still some technique things that you work on, or has it become more situational type stuff now?
It's a little bit of both. Like, there's always things that we can improve on, especially with high school kids. You know, a lot our high school kids, you know, since we're a small school, you know, they're playing both ways. I said one of the biggest advantages we have on this team is we're playing 14, 15 kids every night on a regular basis. So I'm trying to rotate bodies in and keep them fresh. But all those kids are playing both ways. You know, it's not like college or, you know, on the next level in the pros where, you know, you specialize in tight end or running back or something like that. So you're just working on your craft for two solid hours a day. So there's always technique stuff that we can finish or fine-tune and, you know, and try and make those more of a finished product. And no matter what we do, they won't ever be, at least I don't think so, at the high school that, you know, of this size, just because it's so tough because of having to do just a little bit of individual offense and individual defense. But, and then, yeah, I'd say here the last second half of the season, we have been focusing on a little more situational stuff with the teams that we've been facing here in our district and stuff like that. So both of them have helped out a lot. And like I said, we got stuff that we can continue to improve and try and get better at.
Coach, let's talk about your opponent in the playoffs now. You open up with Axtell. I'm sure you've had a chance to look at them a little bit on film. What are going to be the keys for the Knights to be successful on Thursday?
The biggest thing that we need to do is we need to slow down their rushing attack. Their quarterback and running back do most of their damage. Their quarterback does a really good job of running the ball really tough, and then they're trying to go play action off of off their running game. They'll put the running back out to the end out wide too, and they'll run some jet motion with him also, trying to get some little misdirection and come back with some counter the other way. So if we can limit their big plays and continue to play solid defense and just keep those two in check, I think we'll be all right. And then, like I told you, we just got to be able to keep running the ball the way we are. I said Dane and Reese have really stepped up with Trey being gone, and like I said, Seth's really stepped up also with his minutes increasing. And then, like I said, Grant has done a really nice job this year throwing the ball. Hasn't had a ton of yards, a lot of shorter throws, but like I said, when his number's been called, he's made the throws in. So that's just going to have to be our recipe for this week and in the weeks hopefully afterwards. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. Thank you for taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck in the playoffs.
Well, we appreciate the coverage, and thanks for everything.
That's Coach Josh Dinas joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.